Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighbourhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
Hello, I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And I'm Tony Hendra.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Tony, are you excited?
For what?
For it all to begin.
For what to begin? The Super Bowl?
No.
The Academy Awards?
Nope.
The bursting of the latest tech bubble?
Well, that'd be nice, but no. It's campaign time. The caucuses and primaries are about to kick into high gear. The fresh meat of desperation and despair is about to be served on a presidential platter.
Yeah, I know. Did you see about the National Review gathering like 20 of the soi-disant conservatives to dump on Trump because he's tearing the GOP a new one?
What do you mean?
Their real motive is to shut him up, and fast, because with his mindless motor mouth, he's stripping away all the polysyllabic writing and lofty neoclassical rhetoric from the down-home bigotry and class vindictiveness that is conservatism in America today. The reality of conservative policies is in Flint, a slow-motion Katrina. True conservatives do believe in the past, but the best of the past. They're idealists. They believe in true equality. True democracy, true justice, true freedom. Like, I'm a true conservative. I think the Industrial Revolution was a really bad idea, except for modern dentistry. These oxymorons are not conservatives. They're radical corporatists who want to create a neo-feudal world where the few, the very few, own absolutely everything, and the billions upon billions of the rest of us are their serfs.
Oh, that. Well, duh.
Oh, so you knew that.
Everybody knows that, Tony. It's just that none of the everybody cares to do anything about it.
Well, I guess that's why I hate everybody.
Yeah. That's why we get excited for the coming campaign circus and laugh a minute shows like this.
Like what?
Like the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Oh! The Final Edition Radio Hour. I feel better now.
This is the Office of Emergency Management for the state of Michigan with another tip for saving money in your city.
Putting lead in your drinking water offers amazing cost benefits. First of all, retarded children require much cheaper school lunches, so cafeterias can get by day-to-day with just turkey burgers and Hawaiian punch. Second of all, a new generation of shorter, stunted children mean families need less material for blankets, bed frames, and coats.
If you need more tips, just call the Office of Emergency Management for the state of Michigan. Remember, there's literally nothing more important than saving money.
Are you worried about Hillary or Bernie becoming president?
Having an actual female or Jew in Commander-in-Chief?
Hi, my name is Abakar. I'm a fighter for ISIS, and I would like to endorse Donald Trump for president in 2016.
Mr. Trump promises to run the country the way he ran his businesses, which means the United States of America will soon be bankrupt. That would be very good for ISIS. Also, if he closes the doors to Muslim refugees, they will have to come back to Syria, where they will be forced to join our cause, or simply be target practice for our current fighters. Don't you see, my brothers? He's practically our hero. Furthermore, I like the way Mr. Trump treats women, calling them disgusting animals and making them feel utterly demeaned and worthless. It's like he's one of us.
I feel like I can relate to him on a personal level. Multiple wives and several children, he understands the expenses of a big family. It's not cheap to buy all those wives, and it certainly isn't easy to brainwash all those ugly children. Am I right?
You certainly are, Mr. Isis.
Whoa, Sarah Palin?
That's right. I can't thank you enough for your support, Mr. Isis. By golly, if we can get your endorsement, I'm sure we'll get all the Muslims and colored votes.
I don't really speak on behalf of all Muslims and coloreds, just terrorists.
Tomato, tomato. Vote Donald Trump for 2016, because if we have a woman as president of the United States...
If there is a Jewish president of the United States...
If women get to choose what happens to their own vaginas...
If there is a Jewish president of the United States...
If we have our sons take responsibility for their acts of domestic violence...
If there is a Jew president of the United States, the world will explode! And not in a good way.
The Final Edition Radio Hour now previews Season 2 of Making a Murderer. This scene features an investigator and his suspect.
What's your name?
I don't know.
You don't know your name?
I know, but I don't want to say it.
Why not?
Because everybody hates me.
Just state your name.
I'm Cancer.
Where were you last week, Cancer?
I don't know.
You don't know? Did you kill a lot of famous people in the last week?
I don't know.
We interrupt this program with some more breaking news. In the same short few sad days that the world has lost David Bowie, Alan Rickman, and Eagles founder Glenn Frey, Ted Nugent continues to be alive. That's Ted Nugent, still alive. Ted Motor City Madman Nugent, still alive. And now, back to the program.
Cancer, you have to be honest with me.
Why I gotta be honest with you? Everybody says, fuck Cancer.
Can you blame them?
I don't know.
Here's a photo of one of your victims. Do you know who this person is?
No.
This is the most recent photo of David Bowie.
I'm more familiar with his glam rock look.
Are you familiar with his music?
Not really. Ground Control to Major Bob.
Major Tom.
Him too.
What about Alan Rickman?
Is he a David Bowie character?
This is the Office of Emergency Management for the State of Michigan with another tip for saving money in your city.
When you cut maintenance funds to your schools, the rats get in, and their cost benefits will amaze you. Rats, especially big rats, raise the overall population of a school while demanding no educational resources. They also grow to maturity much faster than human children, ensuring an accelerated graduation rate. Finally, rats require no cafeteria services and are just happy to eat wires.
That's another money-saving tip from the Office of Emergency Management for the State of Michigan. Remember, we don't just value your children. We calculate their value down to the penny.
No, he's Snape. Did you kill Snape?
Why would I want to kill the potions teacher at Hogwarts?
Why do you do anything, Cancer?
I don't know.
Did you off Renee Angelil, Celine Dion's husband?
No, but I would.
Why?
Because he's Celine Dion's husband.
And what about Glenn Frey?
I wouldn't do in one of the Eagles.
Who did?
Rheumatoid arthritis, acute ulcerative colitis, and pneumonia.
So they're guilty, but you're not. Any idea why that is?
I don't know.
Making a Murderer, Season 2.
Oh, man, I am stuck for sure. I shouldn't have taken my daddy's El Camino off-roading. Now what am I gonna do?
Stuck in the country without wheels? Try Goober, the rural ride-sharing app.
I ain't got no app phone.
You contact Goober through the CB radio.
Ooh, say no more. Breaker, breaker, this is Freebird, stuck up in mud holler. Somebody get me a Goober.
At Goober, all of our vehicles come with a gun rack and have mud flaps with the girls on them.
Yep. You the guy that needs a Goober?
Yeah. You take cash?
Well, if that's an 84 El Camino, I'll take the tailgate. Ooh, my daddy needs one.
Rural ride sharing. We accept ass, gas, or grass. At Goober.
Man on the street.
Jada Pinkett Smith has called for a boycott of the Oscars because the Academy passed over some deserving actors of color. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Jada Pinkett Smith said so? Well, I gotta rethink this thing.
Fresh Princess of Bel-Air.
But what does Margaret Cho have to say about this?
I think it's important we give equal access to shitty parts in every shitty movie that's ever gonna be made in this shitty world. Where's my liquor?
I definitely think that people who do blackface should be nominated.
How are they going to nominate a black actor if everybody in Hollywood is a Jew?
And the Oscar for Most Threatening Child with a Gun goes to Tamir Rice.
Leonardo DiCaprio isn't black?
Well, I'm boycotting the Oscars because they have a black host.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the Final Edition Radio Hour!
You want to give your child the best nutritional start in life, but you're tired of being sneered at by passersby as you feed your baby on a park bench. Well, Joy is here to help. Joy Milk is different from regular formula milk because it's not formula milk. It's breast milk. Breast milk? That's right, real breast milk. Lactated by real mothers, freeze-dried and ready for you to rehydrate and feed to your infant in a bottle. It's breast milk, without the breast.
Sounds great, tell me more.
Our milk is 100% organic. Some of it is donated by hipsters in Seattle. Some of it is expressed by teams of women in a factory in Calcutta. It's all mixed together and moderated for flavor and texture, then freeze-dried and shipped to you in quick-rip, single-use packets, so you can rehydrate it, warm it, put it in a bottle, and feed it to your baby. No more having to worry about slightly offending someone who regularly jacks off to 17-year-old Russian sex slaves.
Wow!
That's Joy. Breast milk without the breast. So you can get your breasts out of babies and back into bikinis, where they belong.
About time.
Exactly. Breastfeeding is disgusting and men don't like it, so you should stop. Joy.
Hi, I'm Susie Neverwet for the Final Edition Radio Hour. I'm here in Kensington Palace in London for the very first live interview with that blonde bombshell of toddlers, Prince Charming George of Cambridge and his lovely little fairy tale sister, Princess Charlotte.
Hey, you, get on with it. I'm sick of holding this bag of poo.
I'm not a bag of poo. You wet your bed. Georgie wets his bed. Georgie wets his bed.
Shut up, you tosser. You can't even grow teeth. You're a fucking gummer.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Oh, that's so cute.
Mum says you look like Dad, and he's a retard.
I love you little royals playfully teasing each other.
What are you doing here? Don't you yank cunts hate royalty?
Oh, no. We love the gilded fairy tale life of the British royals.
What about my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa, George III?
Well, he was a tyrant.
You were horrible to George III.
And he was mental, poor old sod.
You're mental, bloody gummer. When I'm George VII, I'm going to get you, yank fuckers, for what you did to my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa.
That's so sweet. And loyal. You must love your great to the power of five grandpa so much. What does that mean, get you fuckers?
Crush you, bomb you, get the colonies back.
Wow, so you're not going to be a figurehead king. You'll be a real ruler.
That's what Mum says to Dad. A prince is just a prince.
But a ruler's 12 inches.
Well, that's very... nice. Princess Charlotte, don't you just love having a big, strong brother?
I'm gonna kick his fucking bollocks through his teeth soon as I can stand up.
I can walk.
I know. You're a big boy now. What's the bestest thing about being able to walk?
I can see up Pippa's skirt.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Auntie Pippa doesn't wear any undies.
You can see her big, hairy twat.
Prince George, I'm told you can swim now.
Her twat looks like Biggles.
Who's Biggles?
Biggles is all soft and furry.
Biggles is an animal?
Nah, a fucking clam. You gormless cow. Biggles is our pussy.
Biggles is my pussy.
One day, I'm going to bonk Pippa.
What's bonking?
Bonking, you know, like my Uncle Harry bonks the nanny. They get on the settee and squash each other. Really hard. Squash, 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 squash. Sometimes he has a drink from her chest. Like I did with Mum. She doesn't do it anymore. I miss those big, fat, big nipples.
Wow. Prince George, do you know what they're actually doing on the settee?
They're fucking bonking. I want to bonk. Like Grandpa bonks a lady horse. Like Great-Grandpa bonks the corgis.
Well, I guess bonking is a grand tradition among the royals of the family Windsor. Well, your high chair highnesses, do you have any cute little final words for us Americans?
I can see Pippa's twat.
Oh, soft and furry.
Good night, sweet prince and princess.
Go bonk yourself.
News from North Korea.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea wishes to announce the following advances.
North Korean scientists have built the perfect woman out of stem cells and nude photos of Amanda Bynes. All the world is jealous.
Our barbers have developed a haircut that ends homosexuality. It makes all people look the same, thus fooling gay men into having sex with girls.
After carefully studying the Beatles' 1969 album Come Together, we have concluded that Paul McCartney is dead.
Every North Korean baby is born bulletproof. We shoot every newborn to make sure. We find that bullets bounce off them.
We have created a pill that makes people see movies inside their heads. So far, it's just Adam Sandler movies. But soon, it will be all movies.
Come to North Korea. Your leaders have lied to you.
Welcome to Supernair. This your first time here?
Yes, ma'am. Just passing through.
Okay, you sit down here. Tell me what you need.
Well,
My preferences are different than your average customer's. Each of my fingers has its own special purpose.
You want me to customize each finger?
Yes, exactly. I'll need each finger customized.
Okay, no problem. What you need?
All right. Well, to start, this here's my hitching thumb. I need the nail kept short and painted neon yellow. That way the drivers can see me when I'm out night hitching.
Short nail, neon yellow, okay.
Now, this next one's my trigger finger. / nose picking finger. I'd say it's a 60-40 split.
Dual purpose finger.
Exactly. I need the nail about medium length and the pad of the finger to be nice and rough. Ideal for shooting people, look at me funny, and also for picking boogers.
Medium nail, rough finger for ideal nose pick.
And for shooting people.
Okay, what next?
Yeah, next up is my fuck you finger. Now, don't confuse it with my fucking finger. I'll get to that one later. This is purely for flipping the bird and occasionally for stabbing an aorta. I'll need the nail to be painted red and cut to a point so that it looks like a bloody claw.
Bloody claw for fuck you finger.
I tell you what, you are on point with your listening skills, Jin Lee. Did I say that right?
You call me Gina.
Good stuff. All right, next we got my powder scooping finger. Formerly my ring finger, but that ain't even worth bringing up. These days, I only use it for dipping into cocaine, angel dust, fun dip, anything that comes in powder form. Baby powder on occasion.
All the time powder?
Correct. I need the nail to be ideal for scooping. Keep it long and round like a little teaspoon.
Teaspoon-shaped nail costs $2 extra.
Fair enough, Gina. And last but not least, this here's my penetrating pinky. This is the fucking finger I was talking about earlier.
Yes, I use deductive reasoning.
I need this nail sounded down to a nub. You hear me? A nub.
Nub, okay.
That pinky's been in more buttholes than a corrupt proctologist. Seriously, this nail cannot be short enough. Go ahead and paint it brown. Better for everyone that way.
Brown nub nail for people butthole pleasure.
Damn right. Okay, let's do this.
Oh, no pedicure for you?
You do those too? Okay, let me tell you about each of my toes.
They don't like it when I roll my R's. Here if I do it more. Next on the final edition.
Okay, I think you should do all of this.
What?
I'm just...
You don't improvise, that you're telling me?
No, I can't improvise this. There's not enough substance to get my teeth into.
After these messages, the final edition radio hour will go to pi squared.
We will be right back after this.
Yeah, do something French. Imagine drinking wine.
Just did.
We'll be back to discuss on the final edition radio hour.
Okay, these are incomprehensible. That's enough.
We'll be back soon with more of the final edition Radio Hour!
Welcome back. From time to time, we at the final edition have the opportunity to talk with luminaries from the fields of art and politics, comedy and literature. We've also sat down with today's guest, The Rude Pundit. The Rude Pundit runs a blog, The Rude Pundit at Blogspot. He was the former radio partner of Jeff Chrysler, who you're hearing right now talk, because this is my voice. I was also... in the show earlier, possibly. I don't know. I don't listen to the show. But we talked a little bit about some of the goings-on in politics this week, some of the stuff that we haven't otherwise addressed in the final edition of Radio Hour, and we hope you enjoy our conversation. Quick note, references to Rabble are to rabble.tv, a platform where we will do commentary on the debates. But you don't have to worry about that unless you want to hear something awesome. Enjoy.
All right, so... What's been going on in the world of politics, Lee? I've been busy.
You've been busy. Well, sir, let me tell you a few things that have been going on. There was, you know, of course, the Sarah Palin endorsement of Trump yesterday. Did you not see any of that?
I heard about it. My first thought was I was very concerned for Ted Cruz because Sarah Palin made Ted Cruz, right? She,
yes,
you know, endorsed him to get the nomination in Texas, and in Texas getting the GOP a nomination is as good as getting it. But I didn't see any of or hear any of her unsurprising. You know, I've created three Facebook groups in my life. One was for Cheater and the Rude.
Right.
And then one was Give Sarah Palin the silent treatment, and then I did a give Donald Trump the silent treatment.
So really, so do you not want to talk about them?
No, I feel fine violating everything because I feel like two silent treatments equal a loud noise, like the screeching of monkeys tearing out the eyeballs of the future.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that. I like that. Do you want to hear a little piece of it here?
I do. I think you probably have to put that mic.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the mic here.
Let's hear this and let's painfully react.
Who will never leave our men behind. A new commander-in-chief, one who will never lie to the families.
Pause that right now. Just pause it right now. I mean, you just randomly picked a sentence and immediately I'm like, well, the commander in chief will only leave the dead soldiers behind in Iraq for the war that he lied to get into. So besides that,
I first of all, I'm really glad that she didn't endorse Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz's voice and Sarah Palin's voice together would have pretty much just shattered my brain pan.
I think that the fact that neither of them are actual human beings would have been outlawed by the aliens that are trying to overtake us by using their bodies.
I was really hoping it would create their combined stupidity, Trump and Palin, would have created some kind of vortex that would have sucked us all in for blissful, peaceful death rather than go through the next 11 months.
You know, there's still time. It's only been one day.
That's true.
And then the universe is scheduled, time moves slow.
No. Palin was supposed to show up at a Trump rally today. And Palin didn't.
Well, she did her duty.
Yeah, she did.
When has she ever worked the full term of her contract for employment?
I know. Didn't she bail on her reality
Everything.
Show? Everything.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Let's get the signing bonus up front. That's how I am on Rabel TV. And Cheater on the Roots. That's how you were in Cheater on the Roots.
Oh, I totally bailed. Yeah. Hang on. You want to hear some more?
No.
Oh, yeah, you do. You know you do. Hang on.
I'm in it because just last week we're watching our sailors suffer and be humiliated on a world stage at the hands of Iranian captors in violation of international law. Because a weak-kneed capitulator-in-chief has decided that America will lead from behind. And he, who would negotiate deals, kind of like with the skills of a community organizer, maybe organizing a neighborhood tea,
because you see, that's what community organizers do.
They at least write notes before.
No. Here's the funny thing. The funny thing is, look at her. Look at where I paused it right now. She has notes. She is looking down at notes.
She can't read is a problem. So maybe she wrote the notes, but she can't read them.
It doesn't get any better. Here we are. This went on for 20 minutes.
It's an endorsement. Like.
No. Wait. No.
Everybody is a soul of twat.
Yeah. Hang on.
That's why they've been bloating budgets. It's for crony capitalists to be able to suck off of them. It's why...
Now, putting aside the whole Palin saying, suck off of them, I really just want to isolate that one little bit of Palin saying, suck off. But Donald Trump, he's a fucking crony capitalist.
Yes.
He is somebody that, you know, has said, oh, yeah, I gave money to politicians and they would smooth the way for me for deals. I mean, I don't know. Look at Trump, though. Look at Trump right now. Trump looks like his top lip is eating his bottom lip.
But Trump has that style. You ever notice him in the debate, too? When shit's going on with him, he sort of like he falls into himself. It's like he's innerly consumed as he sort of engages all the things that are coming at him. Like he that's his way of not showing a reaction. And he, unlike this, he's probably not going to lash out at her.
No. Are you kidding?
By the way, he
paid good money for this.
Yeah, no shit. What? Can you imagine the deal they struck? Yes, you can be my Secretary of State.
I think Secretary of Energy. No, I think it was just a flat out cash payment.
Yeah, probably. But
I mean, you what know, would Palin? She's got a bail track out of jail. I mean, did you hear that?
No, Track, I don't want to know.
Just yesterday, Track was arrested. And by the way, Track is actually the name of one of Palin's sons. Not what his arms look like after lots of heroin.
Hey-o, up top. Listen, in general, I think that families should not be off-limit, because if families are like your advisors, you know, particularly like spouses who are advisors, I don't think they should be off-limits. Children should be off limits, but when it comes to the Palins, I think they should all be off limits, because it just makes me vomit and it makes me want to give up on America. Palin's family does.
Palin, well, yeah, because Palin's family is a bunch of inbred hillbillies who, you know, who probably have the combined intelligence of, I don't know.
Lee, why for you got to think intelligence important? Didn't we all understand that when you're up in your ivory tower looking down on us with your intelligence and what you're doing is you're not?
You know what? You say, even though you're trying to be incoherent, you still sound more coherent than this.
And enough is enough. These issues that Donald Trump talks about had to be debated.
He
brought them to the forefront. And that's why we are where we are today with good discussion. A good, heated, and very competitive primary is where we are. And now, though, to be lectured that, well, you guys are all sounding kind of angry is what we're hearing from the establishment. Doggone right, we're angry.
Ooh.
So, yes, you know, they stomp on our neck and then they tell us, just chill. Okay, just relax. Well, look, we are mad, and we...
Do you ever wonder what it's like to sit in the kitchen with Sarah Palin? Like, you know, a kitchen conversation. I don't mean that as a gender thing, but like cooking when you're having like a dinner.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's where a lot of bitching happens.
Right,
like,
right.
What was
oh, my God, you know, Todd was eating me out the other day. He wouldn't finish eating me out.
You know what? The establishment is always talking about me beating out. Me being
what?
I'm trying to say me being eaten out, but you're right. I've been exposed to Palin now. My intelligence is leaking out my brain. It's not that she's dumb. It's that she's horrible.
Oh no, she's a terrible human being who's raised terrible children. I mean, you know, there's no way that she's raised hypocrites and
who's
liars.
More powerful, Palin or the duck guys that were in the Ted Cruz?
Oh, movie? Palin. Palin by far is still more powerful than the duck guys. The thing about the duck guys is, see, the duck guys actually invented something useful.
Right.
They invented, if you're a hunter, they invented a duck call. That's a very good duck call.
Well,
she
is a fuckwad call.
Her voice is a duck call. Yeah. I'm surprised the ducks aren't flying onto her and humping her ears.
The thing that gets me now when I look at her is like, I envision myself having to write individual letters of apology to every member of the world community if she were to become president. Like,
Palin's envision.
She doesn't know. I know she's not interested in it, but she was a John McCain heartbeat away.
Oh, yeah, and fuck
right?
that guy.
And she ushered in this whole era of, like, holy shit, you can be a retard that just shouts out, like, catchphrases that have been coined on Fox News.
Dude, we had 8 years of a president that was like that.
I know, but in comparison, George Bush was a thoughtful, intelligent person who could communicate complex ideas compared to Sarah Palin. I mean,
I'm sorry, man. I'm
not... I don't put them up. They're not on a par. Like, George Bush is head and shoulders above Sarah Palin as far as, like, competency. Now, his ideas and the advice he was given made the outcome of his policies as destructive as her nonsense would, but, like, George Bush would wipe her in a debate. George Bush would actually beat her.
Well, George Bush would be coherent, at least, this is something I don't want to go down, because that is a road of stupidity
that's the end of democracy.
There. So yeah, so that happened. There was a
was a significant news event.
That was all over. This was billed. I mean, this was billed as a major announcement from Trump. And really, there's a couple of things this does. One, it gets all the evangelicals all head up for voting for Trump. And the other thing it does is it's such a fuck you to Ted Cruz
that
it's hilarious.
So great.
I mean, it is real. It is really like, hey, Ted, I got your girlfriend.
Well, especially because, like I said, she made Ted Cruz. Like, she's of all the lasting legacies that she's had, and even if this endorsement gives him a little bump, it won't matter. Ted Cruz is her lasting legacy,
right?
Because I don't remember the numbers. I don't know if it was the only one. One of the few endorsements that really paid off, and her endorsement put him over the top in Texas.
That's right. Well, and all that Goldman Sachs money.
Yeah, well,
and Citibank.
Speaking
money.
Of people that are the, you know,
yeah,
railing against.
So speaking of Bristol, now, you know, I'll leave Track alone, or Track, or Titty, or whatever she's called her kids, and And Titty. I know. Wouldn't it be great if she just named one of her kids Titty? You're Titty and you're Hoo-Ha. Bristol actually wrote something about how Ted Cruz is kind of an asshole. And
good.
Yeah.
He is kind of an asshole.
He is. He's very much an asshole. So it's funny. This is going to be an eat their own thing. All right. We don't want this to go on too long.
What? Speaking of Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Should we look at that ad? Was that his most recent ad?
Do you want to look at his invasion ad or his first principles ad?
Oh my God. Is there a place where you can find all the ads?
You can find all the ads.
Can we put this link in the,
I will put this link on there. It keeps a running tally on every new ad from campaign committees, super PACs and others. So if you want to know what there is actually a Kasich for America ad. We never see that. There is a Gilmore for America ad.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. It was put out in November. So which one do you want? Invasion?
I don't know. What was the most recent one?
Let's cue that up. That one's more visual. That's the one with these well-dressed people running through water and across fields.
Media covers immigration. It doesn't often see it as an economic issue. But I can tell you, it is a very personal economic issue.
That's how I got here.
We've got all of these well-dressed people running across what looks like some kind of, you know, area in a panic.
Put this in the comments.
We'll say the politics of it would be very, very different if a bunch of lawyers or bankers were crossing the Rio Grande. Or if a bunch of people with journalism degrees were coming over and driving down the wages in the press. Then we would see stories about the economic calamity that is befalling our nation. If I'm elected president, we will triple the Border Patrol. We will build a wall that works. We will secure the border.
Okay, first of all, the end of that with the trust Ted things made me think he's like even the world's worst TED talk right now.
I know. Or it's about, you know, trussing up Ted Cruz.
And do we need, how much breath do we need to waste from the fact that he's an Ivy educated lawyer married to a Goldman Sachs banker? Goldman Sachs, Skanks.
Goldman Skanks, you could go with that. Wow, you're
I don't elucidate in the morning.
No. Well, it's
in LA, it's the morning.
It is. You're a little relaxed here.
I'm very relaxed. You are. This is what Rabble do. If you guys tune into anyway,
so
how does that make you feel? That's my biggest thing.
This ad. How does this ad make me feel?
Yeah, the biggest thing to me that strikes me is it's more of Ted Cruz as a master debater, having been given a position and has assumed a character of this anti everything that he actually is and wants to be, and more so than like Trump never says, oh, I'm not a rich guy, or oh, I'm not, haven't taken advantage of the bankruptcy law. Like, he kind of embraces who he is when he's asked point blank, even if he'll stand next to someone who rallies against it,
right,
rails against it. Whereas Ted Cruz will rail against his very thing. Like if Ted Cruz endorsed Donald Trump, Ted Cruz would come out attacking Ted Cruz for endorsing Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing about that ad is, first of all, I love the idea of that, and this is a line he uses on stump speeches and everything, that somehow the liberals who want to get people fair wages for when they do cross the border are the ones that are going to be upset if professionals cross the border. It's so nonsensical, you know, but you put triumphant music in it and you assert it in that assertive way that Ted Cruz does, like, I'm going to score debates, points at this debate, and win that trophy.
It's just that's his whole
worldview. Oh, yeah, that's
and it's also,
does.
It's just catchphrases. Like, you wouldn't even need to have complete sentences. You could just say lawyers, Ivy League, liberal journalists, and bankers with the picture of the border and triumphant music. If you could just get a picture of, like, a fucking ham fucking a handgun, you would have the trifecta, and there's probably more than try in there.
Did you say a ham fucking a handgun?
Yeah, although I guess it would work better.
Wow. Hang on. We got a new Marco Rubio ad that was just put out.
Seriously?
Yep.
Let's play
Marco Rubio on the issue of abortion.
We'll link this.
We will.
Oh, good, abortion.
Here we go. A new Marco Rubio ad. Sensitive. Oh, this is going to be so incredible.
For me, the issue of abortion in life is not a political issue. It's a human rights issue.
Dramatic.
I will look for ways to limit the number of abortions in this country, particularly those late-term abortions, where children who are viable outside the womb are still being killed. If I have to make a choice, I am going to choose life. It's not because I want to tell anybody what to do with their body or their lives, but because I believe that one of the fundamental rights given to us by our Creator is the right to live. I'm Marco Rubio, and I approve this message.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I support capital punishment.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I believe that I'm grateful to the man who coined the phrase pro-life. The first person who went on the stage and said, we're going to be pro-life instead of pro-body control.
Yeah. And you know what I love in this? If I have to make a choice,
right,
I choose life. But that's pro-choice! You got a choice!
Yeah.
You idiot! You got a choice! Yeah, it's not because I want to tell anybody what to do with their bodies or their lives. Well, sorry, that's you don't get to make that decision.
If you have a choice, exactly, Lee. He has a choice. He can choose never to have an abortion.
Right. Right. If you choose life, you have choice. And, you know.
But again, it's a sound phrase thing. Like, the thing I've noticed in Rubio is he spews these things I feel like would be in a fourth grade patriotism class. Like, right after you learn the words to the Pledge of Allegiance, you learn these, like, phrases about American greatness, like, in the debates. And even in that, it's just like, I choose life. Life is important. I don't like killing dead babies or having dead babies, whatever it is.
No, nobody likes to have dead babies, except Rick Santorum.
Yeah, well. Google Santorum, you'll see what he does.
No. You know the dead baby thing with Rick Santorum, don't you?
Yeah, that he, like, somebody had a baby died and he passed it around. Everybody.
His wife, well, his wife had a baby that was born, that miscarried, but he brought the fetus home and had his kids, you know, all hold the fetus corpse. Because that's quality.
Ain't that America?
That's quality parenting right there.
It is.
Touch the fetus.
Well, it kind of knocks off two birds with one stone, like where the babies come from and what happens when we die. So, like, it's two conversations in one.
That's
like,
true.
This came from your mother's vagina. It's dead now, and you don't get to play with it. Merry Christmas.
I think we should
Wrap it up.
So we wrapped it up. For more from Lee and Jeff, you can go to a live political storytelling show in New York City, February 1st at Union Hall in Brooklyn. It's called Political Tales. It's Jeff, Lee, John Fugelsang, Harmon Leon, Ted Rall, and Nagin Farsad. The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
We at the Final Edition Radio Hour have our own YouTube video channel now.
So for the enjoyment of our listeners, we're going to show some of our videos right here on the radio.
Here we go. Wait, what is that?
Oh, that's not one of our Final Edition videos. That's something else.
But what was that?
It was a different video.
Was that meat?
It was lamb. The video's from Kazakhstan. Here's a Final Edition video. Nah, it's the same thing.
What are they doing to that guy?
Nothing. Okay, here's a video from the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Your baby is the most important person in your life. So
the pre-K jeweler sketch.
With diamonds.
Yeah, it makes a pretty good video.
At pre-K jewelers, yeah. We offer a fine selection
so,
of high-end
in that other video, that one guy's dead now, right? I mean, that was real.
Search for the Final Edition on YouTube or go to youtube.com/user/thefinaledition1 and just watch the funny videos. There are some others. Don't worry about those.
Do you love boxing but wish there could be more sharks? Then you're gonna love new Shark Boxing, live on ESPN Late Night. Boxers fight sharks in two rounds of action-packed drama, one on land and one in the ocean. Awesome! Earlier today, Shark and Boxer met to toss a coin. Shark called it, so it's round one in the tank. Tensions mount. But, oh yes! Oh, that's gotta hurt!
Ooh, come on, man! Paddle!
Ooh! And it looks like our shark's got the upper hand!
Oh, no rest for the wicked!
Well, will the tables turn in round two, back on land?
Here we are in the ring, a chance for a badly mauled boxer to get his revenge.
Well, he's bleeding pretty badly. Oh, he's trying to get up, but it's not going well.
And the shark's just sort of gasping for oxygen and flapping around. Looks like this is gonna be a close one.
Oh! Ow! Oh, that's gotta hurt! Even though no actual boxing is taking place whatsoever.
And the deaths of both shark and boxer bring us to the end of this dramatic and epic contest.
Join us next time on ESPN Late Night for more shark boxing.
We'll put a shark in your box!
Don't think lead in the water in Flint, Michigan is funny? Check out these jokes!
My pappy used to drink lead in the water because it put lead in his pencil.
The good news is you can store kryptonite inside those kids.
Those kids are ruined for life.
I guess instead of fill it up with ethyl, people will start saying fill it up with your kids.
Well, I think I have an opinion, but I can't really...
Oh, will you get the lead out?
Well, you know, in more advanced societies, the water is filled with graphite.
This is going to go down and down and down the food chain. Some poor guy is going to pick up one of these kids, murder him, eat him.
Headline is, priest has lead poisoning.
Good news is we can give them all dental x-rays without any preparation.
That's right. And if you need to have a dental x-ray, you could just place one of those five-year-old kids over your private parts.
Here at the internet last week, the king of web hits was laid to rest. Charles Duhigg Wad, publisher of parody news stories that get posted as real news because people don't pay enough attention, is dead after a lifetime of service. Its humble beginnings, his apartment in Sherman Oaks, Wad's empire and its glory spread false stories across international boundaries. Just satirical enough to be false, not funny enough for that to be obvious. That George Bush accidentally voted for Obama, or that liberal economist Paul Krugman declared personal bankruptcy. As a young man, Wad was headstrong.
This website is costing you $1,000 a year.
I did lose $1,000 last year, Mr. Thatcher. I expect to lose $1,000 this year. I expect to lose $1,000 next year. You know, at the rate of $1,000, I'll have to close this place in 2 years.
These stories spoke for thousands of web readers who didn't read past the headline, that Sarah Palin actually wanted America to invade the Czech Republic, that marijuana overdoses killed 37 people in Colorado the first day it was legal. For 2 years in the parody website, there was no public issue on which the newspaper did not publish confusing misinformation. Cost? No man can say.
I never met anyone who had so many stories. But he never believed any of them. Charlie never broke a real story in his life.
The website's former reporter, Jedediah Leland, looks back on those heady days.
You know, a fellow will remember a lot of things you wouldn't think he'd remember. You take me, one day back in 2006, I was crossing over to Jersey on the ferry, and as we pulled out, there was another ferry pulling in. On it, there was a young girl waiting to get off. A white dress she had on. She was carrying a white umbrella. I only saw her 1 second. She didn't see me at all, but I bet a month hasn't gone by since that I haven't thought of that girl. And you know what? That didn't actually happen. Ha! I still got it! Hey, nurse!
Then, last week, as it must to all men, death came to Charlie Wad. Unless this story is another one of his so-called parodies. Oh, God damn it! It is a parody, isn't it? Son of a...
News on the March!
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitalik, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley.
Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour: Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Jim Earl, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Abby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lenk, Leslie Shapira, Kirk Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production by Barry Lenk. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2015.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.